Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. These words from James are among the most important words that were written by the brother of the Lord, by James the Apostle. These words speak of the importance of the community of faith, supporting one another, lifting one another up. This speaks about the importance of the community of the faith, praying for each other, teaching each other, leading each other, indeed coming together to lay hands on each other in prayer. Sometimes we here in the 21st century get a little bit apprehensive about this idea of anointing with oil and laying on of hands. It seems almost mystical or superstitious. It almost seems uncomfortable to many to come forward and to have hands laid on them in prayer. But my friends, Scripture, particularly here in the letter of James, speaks clearly and loudly about the calling that the family of God, the people of God, have to lift each other up. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. We have powerful prayers in this congregation, friends. We have powerful people of prayer. We have powerful, faithful, loving prayers in this church. We could all name several of them right off the top of our heads, thinking especially of Miss Juanita. A prayer like none other. I mean, she is so frail that she can't get up out of a chair and go from bed to chair and move around her home. And yet her faith is so strong, and her prayer life is so powerfully productive that I can feel it even now, right now, because she tells me, I pray for you every Sunday, Pastor. I pray for you. And I'm convinced that there have been times when, if it had not been for knowing that she was praying for me, that I might not have made it. She is a powerful prayer. But we have others who are powerful prayers. If any are suffering, and we have many who are suffering, illness, depression, difficulties in their family, difficulties at work, difficulties physically, difficulties spiritually and emotionally, if any are suffering, let them pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise, just like we were doing here just a minute ago, singing halle, halle, hallelujah, singing songs of praise and thanksgiving. Indeed, we are called to praise and thank God for the grace He has given us, for the wonderful celebration of His almighty presence. Why then are we so apt to sit with our hands under our cheeks and go all the time? I don't know about you, but I can't keep that expression for very long. It's not natural. Not when you have the Holy Spirit in you. Not when you have the love and the joy and the grace of God in you. I can't keep my hands under me that long. I got to move. I was being picked on by one of my friends in this congregation about the fact that when we're singing a song that I enjoy, I can't stand still. I got to be dancing. See, I can't even keep my hands under me for very long either. I got to be dancing. I got to be moving. I got to be celebrating. I got to be praising God. The church and the family of God is not about, woe is me, horrible am I, evil and sinful. Yes, you are. But guess what? Jesus took care of that. Amen. And we are called to celebrate and give thanks and praise for the gift of His love, the gift of His presence, the gift of His power, the gift of His joy, the celebration of His immediate, real presence. We're called to celebrate and give thanks to God. Well, that's just not dignified. Who said? I don't think it's very dignified to not give praise and thanksgiving to God. We are called to give thanks and praise to God. As James says here in his letter, are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. My friends, I thank God that we can, have been, are, and will continue to be a household of praise. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
A household of praise, giving thanks to God for the gifts He has given us. Giving thanks to God for each other. Sometimes we argue and grumble and fight a little bit. Any family wouldn't be a family if we didn't do that. You know, Mom and Dad, I told this story on us. We'd be going somewhere like to Colorado or to the Gulf, and Chuck and I would be sitting in the back seat, and invariably he and I would get going at each other. I was getting over on his side of the car, or he was hitting on me. And usually it would, you know, start out with stop doing that, and then you'd start using our names. Greg, stop doing that. Chuck, stop doing that. And then we knew we were in real trouble when it was Gregory, Scott, Neil, stop doing that. All three names gets me really in trouble. But then when Dad says, I'm pulling over, then we're dead. Well, my friends, sometimes Jesus has to say to us and speak to us all three of our names. Thank God He doesn't say, I'm pulling over. Although sometimes I think He should. My friends, we are a family. And sometimes families bump up against each other and snap at each other. When that happens, we should recognize, say, I'm sorry. I love you in Christ. And we should forgive. And we should move forward. What else did James have to say? Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? And this is where I'm going today. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. There is a great, glorious, life-transforming reality in the laying on of hands and in the anointing with oil. One of the most amazing experiences I ever had was when I was up at the monastery in Boston, Massachusetts, in a service of healing amongst these monks, singing, chanting hymns, incense, smoking in the sanctuary, the sound of the bell chiming outside. And after this scripture was read, the superior of the community inviting any who felt called and had the need to come forward and receive a touch of oil on their foreheads. And I remember getting up. It was one of those horribly damp mornings when the weather outside is getting cold and the air is just so thick you could almost swim in it. And the arthritis in my fingers was starting to scream like someone was taking an ice pick and shoving it in there. It really hurt that day. My fingers were swelling and I just felt terrible. Many of you know what that feels like. And I got up and moved out into the middle of the chancel area and went forward along with nearly everybody else there to receive a touch of oil on my forehead and to be prayed over by the members of the community. And standing there in front of the altar, having sung songs of praise, having heard the scriptures read and proclaimed, I received a touch of oil, and I felt it was like an electric shock went through me. And although I still had some ache and pain, I could feel as though God was lifting the burden, the worry, the concern, and the emotional agony from my soul. And I knew that no matter what I had to go through, I would be going through it with Him. He would be standing by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me, we sang today. Jesus stands by us. In the family of faith, in the person seated next to us in the pews, in the leaders of the church, in the community of the faith, when the storms of life are raging, Jesus' real presence comes to stand by us. And we are touched with a reminder of His presence and with His healing, soothing balm when the oil is placed on our foreheads and we are told, receive this gift of healing. Today I want to offer this to the congregation. We will be receiving communion today. In the bread and in the cup we have a reminder and a reactualization of the real presence of Jesus. We are remembered to, we are reconnected to Jesus in the eating and the drinking of the sacrament. His real presence comes to be with us. And in the midst of that real presence, you are then invited to receive a touch of oil on your forehead. A touch of oil proclaiming healing. I've often been asked why there are two elements in Holy Communion. Why is there bread and cup? And there are many historical, theological reasons for it, stemming from the fact that this was the Passover Seder that Jesus took and transformed into His supper. But theologically speaking, we also know that in the bread we have a reconnection to His body and He took upon Himself not just our sicknesses, but our infirmities, our illnesses, spiritual, physical, emotional, mental. And in the cup we have a reconnection to His blood poured out for us upon the cross, bringing forgiveness of all our sins. In the oil, we have the healing, soothing, transforming presence of the Holy Spirit, symbolized and actualized. And when it is placed on our foreheads, we are reminded that the Holy Spirit comes to cleanse and to soothe. So today, when you come forward and receive the sacrament, or when we bring it to you, receive not just the bread and the cup and be remembered to Jesus that way, but receive the oil as well and be remembered to the Holy Spirit, who brings healing, life, and presence. My friends, James's words here, James said a lot in his letter, but in my opinion, this section and these words are the most important thing that he ever said. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. My friends, if you need prayer today, we've celebrated and praised God. We'll be praying more in a moment. We have heard the word proclaimed, the many means of grace brought together. We will celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion. And today, you will be invited to receive a touch of oil, reminding you of the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. If there are any who are sick, receive this oil as a touch and a reminder that God seeks to heal you physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Any who are rejoicing, rejoice in the presence of the Spirit. And if there are any who are in need, let them come and let them receive the touch of Almighty God.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church of Sigelville, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 101 South Kaufman Street, Sigelville, Texas, 75159. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.